Fuck yeah, dude. Here we go. Another beautiful episode of Super Selly Joe's joining us from his deathbed. Alexander Tomaselli, dude. Claim he just tested positive for COVID.
Oh, just now?
A little throwback, huh?
Great. I'd love to be a super spreader, dude.
He pissed hot.
Yeah, it was orange.
Yeah. And joining us, one of the most controversial comedians in the New York area. Ada Detsky, everyone.
Oh, man.
A woman.
Hear it.
We have a woman.
We broke our vow.
I know,
yeah,
dude.
I'm really honored. This is awesome. The dog loves it. I'm very happy to be here.
Oh, thank you. We're glad to get a woman's perspective on this crazy world we're living in. Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, before we get into it, subscribe, guys. Subscribe to the channel you're watching right now, please.
Subscribe to the podcast or we will kill this dog.
Yeah. Yeah, actually.
Look at that.
Do you want this dog dead?
Yeah.
Subscribe to the podcast. I will kill this dog at the end of the episode if you don't have
with a
10K.
Knife, too, not a gun or anything. You'll have to hear him yelp.
Huh? Yeah, on audio.
Ooh.
On our tremendous Zoom recorder.
Just play the old yeller ending right now. Just.
And that was a good dog.
I know.
That was the dog that was protecting his family.
Yeah.
He still got
from a wolf.
Did old yeller get got? He got Lennied or
he got rabies.
Yeah, and he's
oh man,
it's brutal, dude. And
the kid had to kill it.
The kid has to go out and do it.
It's like
he's crying. Oh, it's brutal.
That movie was fucking wild as a kid.
It's an old. That's like from the 60s.
Yeah,
too.
And like they actually had to give the dog rabies because it was before they had like the cinematography. They actually had to make him rabid. They actually
fight the wolf.
The dog.
Yeah, dogs can only method act. Yeah. Dogs have to be.
Yeah.
Like Milo and Otis.
Yeah.
Like they actually had like the dog fight a cougar and
the
Milo.
Bear,
and Otis.
Yeah.
Really?
They just kept throwing pugs at the bear and being like, all right, that shot was a little off. Get another pug. They're China. Chinese.
I wonder how many Totos they went through, or was it one dog?
It's also the one in, what's the one when they throw the, oh, that is Milo and Otis too, when they throw him off the cat off the cliff, and it's like,
oh, you're talking about The Incredible Journey.
That might be it too, where they
threw
the cat.
In that one, Sally, the cat, is walking across a dam, and the dam breaks, and she gets swept away in the river. And Shadow, the golden retriever and eldest of the dogs, felt it was his responsibility to protect her. It was very powerful. Sassy. The cat was sassy.
Yeah.
So that it was the voice actor was Sally Field.
Is that the one from the that's the one from the
90s.
No. There's another one.
Yeah. The Homeward Bound.
No, that's when they talk.
Yeah. No. Homeward Bound was the first one in the 60s. And then
really?
Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey
was
the one where they did the voiceovers with Michael J. Fox.
Okay. I'm pretty sure there is.
The Pitbull.
There's another one because it's from the 60s. And the way they get abandoned is the family in the beginning is like, I don't know if we could fit these animals in the car. And they just leave them on the property. And then the animals are like, well, it's time to... But it's narrated. They don't talk. It's
just
narrated.
Was the 60s. You just dump your fucking dog in the front lawn.
It's just a normal
before
thing.
Before air tags were a thing.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Dogs love to fucking run and be free. Look at Finny, for example.
He's a runner?
Oh, he's look at... Yeah, that's him.
Oh,
you,
man.
You're looking at him.
That's what they're supposed to do. Yeah. Like, dogs during the day, when they first go out, are supposed to run and then rest.
Well, Finny didn't get that memo, dude.
Yeah, they usually don't.
No. Has he run away before?
No. I mean, since I've had him, no.
Okay.
But apparently, when he was staying with Kelly's parents, like when she first got him, he did run off.
Oh, he's trying to find you.
He's a little runner. Yeah. Is that what it was? But now he's he's more sedentary. So I take him to, dog parks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And if it's one of those gated areas, I'll let him off leash and, communicate. But I won't just walk around McCarran Park with him off leash. It's not that I don't trust him, but I don't trust other dogs.
Oh, sure. You know? Dude, I had a friend who got... Her dog got attacked. Got all bitten up by, this other bigger dog at a dog park.
Yeah, I'm fucking terrified of that. Because, he's a little guy, and he's... One of those dogs is completely unaware of his size in relation. And he's really friendly with, little dogs his size and dogs smaller than him. He's usually pretty sweet. But with, a bigger dog, he's always, aggressive and, growls and, tries to make himself
big. He's got the Napoleon
complex. Yeah, and it's dude, what are you trying to... Like, sometimes, like, I'll come home and he's, like, barking up a storm. Like, who is this for, dude?
Yeah.
Who are you protecting with this?
Feels like
you
a big man.
It's very funny. It's very funny.
He's a security dog.
A little bit. Like, my mom's dog is definitely that. My mom's dog is, like, part wolf or something. Like, one of those big-ass husky dogs.
Yeah.
And last time we were at home with, when I went to go visit my mom, Kelly came. And we were in the downstairs, and I was like, Kelly, say help and see what happens. And so she goes, help, help. And immediately, like, my mom's dog, like, got up and got between us immediately and, like, ears back and, like, okay, what's going on? And I'm like, all right, cool. Like, this Hell is, like, yeah. a good dog for my mom because she's all by herself.
Right.
So you need to have, like, a big dog to protect
her. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It is funny when you see those videos and the dogs do nothing and you're like, great.
It's usually, like, a bigger dog, too, that
yeah.
does nothing.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a little, like, chihuahua is the one that will put himself between the person and yeah. the attacker and try to, like, defend.
Well, according to cartoons, chihuahuas bite ass, dude.
Yeah.
And they bite ass hard, and that's, like, a great thing. That would be awesome if your dog just bit some intruder on the ass. I would be talking about this dog all the time.
Yeah.
What was it? There's something about Mary where, like, the dog, like, bit his dick.
Nice.
Yeah, that was fucking cool.
Is it in that one?
Was it in that one? Yeah, because she had that little hairless doll.
Oh, yeah, it does, yeah.
And, like, it bit his dick, and he was like, ah, and he, like, fucking throws it out the window. He's like, oh, shit. That was a crazy movie.
You know what it is when I talk to guys like you? You know what it is?
Unyielding sexual attraction.
No. Now that you've addressed it, it's palpable. But no, it's that I realize, like, I'm very upset that I didn't waste years of my life watching movies.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Yeah.
Like, I was watching Sopranos over and over a lot of the time.
That's pretty cool, though, too.
That's still good. In this day and age, I feel like during the pandemic, The Sopranos got, like, a renaissance.
It did.
Oh, every comic was watching The Sopranos.
There was, like, nothing else to watch.
And podcasts.
Also that.
That's when all those podcasts about it came out, where they were like, yo, when I was on the set with Gandolfini, Gandolfini, he was like an Adonis among us Italians. That's every podcast they do, is them just sucking off James Gandolfini.
Oh, man, being an Italian, like, in Italian stuff, like, whether it's shows or whatever, like, you're just, that's you for life.
Yeah.
You're never getting out of
this
that
This is
role.
My identity.
Well, the guy who played Phil, he's looked that way since the 80s when he was in movies.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, he got beat up in Raging Bull, and he was still like, Tommy, hey, I didn't have sex with your wife. All right, and then they beat the fuck out of him.
You know what I saw? Chaz, what's his name? Palminteri? No, the one in Bronx Tale. What's
the son from the Bronx Tale?
Just can't leave, that guy?
Yeah, Chaz something. I forgot his name.
Oh, the gangster from?
Yes.
Yeah. He was like an actual gangster.
When you're
gangster.
Dating a black girl, it's okay.
He's doing a one-man show of the Bronx Tale. He's playing like 18 characters. No.
He's playing the black chick?
I'm wondering is...
He just puts on blackface for it.
And tries to fuck himself not in blackface.
Yes. I would go to watch that, dude.
That was a fucking banger of a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bronx Tale was very
His good. Friends really get really riled up in that movie, like his boys in the movie, when they're like, I'll kill him for coming on this block. I never understood. I was watching that movie like, yo, these kids are crazy, dude. They want to kill these kids.
You know how
for
hard
no reason.
How hard it is as a woman to try to live up to the open door rule when, like, everything's automatic now?
It doesn't exist now.
I try to be a good lady. I try to be, you know,
that rule
polite.
Yeah, someone pointed that out to me, too. The automatic door thing ruined that rule. So,
yeah.
What, to hold up and open a door for a lady?
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Just suck them off, Ada.
No, it was that.
As a non-binary, I don't have to fucking do that, dude. I can do whatever I want.
Exactly.
I can shit my pants in front of them, and they can't do anything about it. Because I'm an oppressed group.
They have to call you beautiful and brave.
Yeah. They have to call me brave, strong, courageous.
They have to lick it, dude.
Yeah.
They have to braid your hair.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. Isn't that fucking crazy? Damn, it sucks I don't exist according to the fucking government. But it's also very cool. That was like the funniest fucking thing.
What?
When Trump said there were only two genders.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. Elon Musk demonetized his ass.
Yeah, dude.
They demonetized the genders, dude.
They
it's over,
dude. Now you either have to be like a fucking butch chick or an ugly dude. You can't be fucking in between.
And you won't get any money from the government for that shit.
I might get $5,000 from my boy Elon.
Oh, yeah, the Doge check?
Yeah, everyone's getting a Doge check now. It's fucking tight.
You think they're going to do that?
I'm spending it on Coke. But yeah, I do think we're getting that.
I think
we got, last time Trump was in office, we got like, you know, we got that stimulus check.
Mm-hmm.
I got two of those fuckers. I got $2,400.
Those were sweet.
Those were fucking awesome.
Just a little nut to hide away.
Yeah, because I'm like, I never lost my job during the pandemic. So it was like, oh, fuck yeah, dude. Like, I think we're past due for another little pandemic, honestly. I think every 5 years we should have like a 1 month pandemic where it's like, all right, if you work, you work remote. You can't leave. You just stay in and you chill. It was like a good reset. I will say I got like antsy after like 3 months.
Yeah.
But man, that first month was pretty fucking sick.
I lost 20 pounds during the pandemic, dude. Yeah. Real life makes me fat as fuck. Yeah. It's upsetting.
You can easily get like a routine at home, too.
Yeah.
You know why I gained weight a little in the pandemic? Because I was also working delivery driver, and Wendy's had this thing where it was like, you can get like 20 nuggets for like $5. And nice. I was terrified at, like, for the first week or two I was really freaking out, so I ate those a few days, you know, in
were
a
you
row.
Like, what was like or Wendy's nuggets, like, what soothed you,
dude? I got so high and drove around in my van and ate Wendy's nuggets like it was nobody's business, because I was like, if I'm gonna die, it's cool that, like, the only thing I could have added is having sex with a woman while driving, like, that. Nice. If I died while doing all that, you couldn't tell me I wasn't living, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, man. The pandemic, that was some pretty good shit.
I
man.
Was running 3 times a day.
Yeah. I still went exercise, yeah. I hated the people. I would go out, exercise, see people looking at me, and I'd be like,
I would see people in masks, and I'm like, dude.
That pissed me off. No.
It's like outside, dude. Running, like, come on.
Exercising in a mask. Is
I was living up in Harlem at the time, and I was working in downtown Manhattan. So I would just, like, ride a bike. I would get, like, one of those city bikes and just, like, ride, like, you know, 6 miles. And it was completely empty. And I was like, this is so fucking nice. I was like, this is too nice to last.
Yeah, I heard people saying it was like I Am Legend.
Yeah, it was fucking cool, dude. A cool I Am Legend.
Yeah, I've also never seen
that
movie.
Without that black guy still being alive.
I know, that was Will Smith.
Yeah, it was Will Smith. I don't like Will Smith anymore.
No, it's over for you?
Because he slapped Chris Rock.
He also had a lot of bad movies leading up to that.
Right. You know what? If he had like a good ass Men in Black movie.
Yeah.
You know, we probably would have given him like a little bit of a, like,
yeah, or the last two Bad Boys weren't even that good.
Didn't he release music?
I think after Willennium, there was a big drop off.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it's very funny. Like, there's like an entire generation that doesn't know Will Smith raps.
I didn't know Will Smith rapped until I heard it one day. I was like, what the fuck is this?
What song did you hear?
I'm going to Miami.
It was Miami.
Hell yeah.
Welcome to Miami.
Party in the summer when the heat is on, all night on the beach to the break of dawn. Welcome to Miami.
I remember hearing that song going, is this Will Smith?
Hell yeah, dude.
It's a bop, though.
It is a bop.
That was a banger, dude. It made me want to visit Miami.
Yeah, and then you go there like, this fucking sucks.
It's like, how come we didn't sing about all this crack smoke?
Yeah. Like, how hot it is and how everyone's like, just, it's a fucking, like, You have to be super rich to be there. Like, I can't hang there, dude.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's what you, I mean, the
surgery, too. A lot of surgery down there.
Well, like, the goal is you accumulate your wealth in New York and then move to Florida.
That's the dream.
That is the dream.
That is the full, like, extent of what you want to do as a New Yorker.
Little place in Boca Raton.
Where else am I going to go? And am I going to go to Texas?
Fuck
Texas.
Are you a fucking edgy comedian that needs to get propelled to the stratosphere at fucking Comedy Mothership?
Yeah, no, Texas doesn't sound like a good, like, Florida's like a balance of the beach. Yeah. You still get,
like,
a little bit of
Texas,
weather.
Texas, it's like, you forget, like, it's like this, like, deeply fucking conservative state. And, like, maybe Austin is all right because you could probably get, like, a good drug connection there. But, like, weed is, like, illegal in Texas.
Yeah, I hate that, dude. I love smoking weed freely out here. Sorry. Yeah.
I think it's decriminalized in Texas. But, like, with states like that, you know how they get you? It's the beautiful houses. It's the beautiful houses with, like, a walk-in fridge for some reason. And, like, I see these influencers' houses, and then it's like, oh, you have a basketball court in your house. You live in Utah. I get it.
Yeah, you have to have, like, a nice, like, the further away you are from, like, a major city, the nicer your house needs to be.
Yeah.
Because what else are you going to fucking do?
True.
You know, like, of course you have, like, an incredible home entertainment system because the closest theater is, like, a fucking 45-minute drive away. Mm. You know, fuck that.
Yeah.
I like that I never have to cook food. I like that there's always something to do.
Mm-hmm.
I like that prostitution is readily available. You know? Because, like, when I went home, you know, to California, like, Kelly, like, you know, of course, like, mom's an old woman now, so she eats at, like, 5:30, 6 if I'm lucky. But then, you know, we eat then, and then, but then, like, I'm up at 10:30, and I'm like, damn, I'm getting hungry, you know? So I was like, I get spoiled. I'm on Seamless, but, like, nothing is fucking available.
Everything closes.
Everything closes at, like, 10:30, you know? I'm like, damn, I need something. I had to go on Uber Eats and, like, pay fucking $45 for Wendy's, like, two burgers or some shit like that.
Oh, damn, bro.
It sucks. Like, I'm never... If I do move back, I need to have a car, and I just don't want to have a
car. These people live in their cars. Like, it's just driving from one place to the next. I kind of like it. It's a nice, peaceful life.
Yeah.
I think I'd kill myself 2 weeks in.
The minute you're stuck in traffic, I would want to fucking die.
Yeah.
I hate being stuck in traffic, even, like, in an Uber or a Lyft, and it's like, this guy's the one that's doing all the shit, you know? Like, fuck. It always stresses me out.
No, I miss driving, though.
Yeah,
I do miss driving. I do. If the city was more conducive to that, I would drive everywhere. But it's just not.
It's not. Parking not at sucks. All. And like with like fucking the congestion pricing.
Trump got isn't rid that of
going
that.
Away?
Really?
Yeah, dude. Shout out.
Damn, dude. Thank you. Official fan of the pod, Donald Trump. Thank you again. I wouldn't mind getting a little of that fucking money, though, because apparently I made like $48 million or something.
We're never getting that back.
We're never going to see it. It's all going to fucking the mayor's fucking Coke supply.
Yeah.
Eric Adams. Who are you going to vote for in the next?
Cuomo, dude. He you're going to vote for women, Cuomo? Dude.
Yeah. I might vote for Corinne Fisher.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking of doing that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. We got a comic supporting comics.
Yeah.
Maybe get a, you know, Corinne Fisher gets in. That opens the door for old Joey G to eventually make a play.
Make a play at Comptroller.
You're like, oh, you didn't watch the Penguin. Yeah. You're like the Penguin and she's the. The other chick who's not the Penguin in the show.
Of course.
I forgot what she is.
The chick everyone wants to fuck.
She's really hot.
Yeah, everyone loves her, dude.
Yeah.
I need to watch that show. I'll watch. It needs to be a cartoon for me to really sink my teeth into it.
Really get into the character plot.
That's what I like. I like cartoons.
Nice, dude. Know?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, what is this shit? Live action nonsense? I don't care. Like, Sully's watching White Lotus. I'm not watching it.
I'm not even caught up. Don't tell me anything.
Well, I haven't watched it, dude, because it's not a fucking cartoon.
I started watching it, but I will say, would be better as a cartoon.
Yeah, their faces would glisten even more in that show. What, did you start the actual show or the third season?
I started the second season.
Just without even watching the first one?
Without watching
apparently
the first
one. Apparently you don't
need to. You should have.
They're a different location. Well, I'll go back to the first one. I heard the second was the best.
The second one is the best, but once you watch the second season, you'll know why you had to watch the first once you start the first, because you'll be like, oh. You'll know. I'm not going to say anything. You'll see.
Oh, no.
It's really good.
You know what? That actually makes it more fun that I did it this way.
Yeah, you'll see. Well, maybe. You'll see. You'll be like, oh, fuck. But then you'll go back and be like, well, this is before that. So it does. You'll see.
I don't know, dude. Because like I played Red Dead Redemption 2 before I played Red Dead Redemption 1.
It's
the exact same thing.
I don't want to ruin
it. Sounds like the exact same thing.
They all go in chronological order from what I can tell. Because there are reoccurring characters in the White Lotus.
Are there?
Yeah, that's what I didn't want to. But yeah, you'll see.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
You'll see.
Now I got to watch it.
It's really good. Season 3 has my favorite interactions, I think, with women on film I've ever seen in my life.
Keep in mind, Sully hates women.
I hate women.
Yeah.
I do.
He very openly hates women.
Vocally, noticed, screaming in the streets of South Brooklyn last night, you're the only funny woman. I was like, damn, bro. And I'm saying that live on the podcast. Hello.
Damn, dude. Sully does like saying that stuff.
Yeah.
I do.
Like, this is the only broad I like. Like,
I do say that a lot on my Instagram. I'm like, another woman I like, not the rest, though.
Yeah.
It's a bit.
Yeah, take that, Romy Rosner. Okay, I love her.
Oh, I love Romy. Yeah. Romy's cool.
She's hilarious.
She's
dude.
A funny broad.
Hell yeah.
Very
like
funny.
Romy
Rosner,
we like Sarah Bell, we like Ada Detsky. We like.
That's three.
That's
your Mount Rushmore.
Connor Mead's pretty cool.
Connor Mead
rocks.
Sully's got a little harem right now. My God.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. So there's other ones, you know.
Yeah.
And then so the women in the third episode, in the third season, it's three women who are friends all on the vacation together, and they're all being passive aggressive towards one another. And when one of them isn't in the room, the other one's shitting on them. And I know that's how all women are, and it's so good to finally see on film. I'm so sick of these fake women interactions in shows.
That's
dude.
Like a well-known thing. That
it
women...
doesn't happen a lot on in TV anymore. It's always
that's because like most shows that are written by women are going through like rose-tinted. What would an ideal woman be? And if it's written by a man, they have no idea about women because chances are, if they're doing a scene and it's just two women talking to each other, they're probably talking about a man.
Or they're shirtless.
Oh, the Bechdel test.
The Bechdel test. Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Or
shit.
They're shirtless.
yeah,
as they should be.
Yeah, they're having a pillow fight. Yeah. They just immediately start eating each other's pussies like in the pornos I watch.
Yeah, dude, I can imagine you in San Francisco just like, hey, you heard about the Bechdel test? Yeah.
Talking about that. All my scripts failed the Bechdel test. Yeah. That's how I know about it.
Yeah. Well, the White Lotus is doing all right with the Bechdel test,
I think. I'm into it. I'm looking forward to watching the rest of it, which is nice. I don't get excited about watching shows often.
Well, maybe I'll start. Right now I'm watching Severance, which I'm loving. I think that's a fucking cool show. Mm-hmm. And I also am watching Silo. I'm on season 2.
Oh, I read the book. Not to brag.
I'm plugging away. my problem is a lot of times, like, I'll watch a show, but I'm high. And then, like, I'll fart and, like, nod off or some shit. Like, damn. Sometimes, like,
you ever wake up during a main character death? I've had that happen.
I'm like, the dynamic is like completely different. There's like they're interacting with a whole different character.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who the fuck? God damn it. And then like I look on my previous, like, God, I fucking slept through 3 episodes. What the fuck?
Dude, when I watched The Sopranos, I slept through Tony killing Christopher.
Oh, no.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. That was fucking cool.
You were just like, where the hell did he go?
I saw that scene and I was like, what the fuck was that scene? Like, I saw it on Instagram or something, and right away I rewatched it and I was like, oh man.
That was like a fucking crazy scene.
It's crazy. Yeah,
it's also brutal. It's like, shame on Christopher for not being able to drive while being fucked up.
I mean, come on.
Like, come on, dude. Like,
you're a professional.
The way they
do a little fucking bump. Like, I do not understand
the way they
why
do
they
crash
wanted
is
to,
insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, just do a fucking bump and then you can, like, fucking jam out to fucking Comfortably Numb.
Yeah, it's like the Departed soundtrack is so good. It's great.
It was a good soundtrack.
It is a good soundtrack. But it's like you died to that.
I wouldn't die, dude. If I was in that situation, I wouldn't fucking die. I'd bite Tony Soprano's fat little fingers off, dude. No one fucking kills the J-Wolf. Unless I say so, dude.
Yo, if I was in The Sopranos, it would have all been different.
Dude, if I was in The Sopranos, I would have kicked a little fucking ass. I don't understand, Polly Walnuts. I'd beat the shit out of Polly Walnuts. Easy, dude.
They're all old.
They're like, like, it's like, I'm not intimidated by you, dude. Like, what are you, my fucking grandfather's old fucking buddy, dude? I could beat everyone's ass. Yeah. Even Furio.
Yeah.
I could beat Furio's ass.
You guys would get along. You would just see each other's hair.
Yeah.
And just be like, oh,
head and shoulders. Yeah. Head and shoulders.
Yeah, and just
mane and tail.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah, an immediate male respect.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Between you and Furio.
Two alphas, it's like, oh, a man over 30 with a ponytail. Okay.
Yeah. You both fuck Carmella.
Yeah. We both double dare.
No jumper. Her,
you can have her when I'm done, Furio. I don't like leftovers.
Dude, Sopranos would have been so different if you were on that
show.
Damn,
The Sopranos. A time-displaced Joe Gorman winds up in The Sopranos.
Always wrong generation, dude. Yeah.
I was born in the wrong era. Yeah, I would have fucking survived.
You would have nailed The Sopranos podcast, too.
I would have, dude. I would have been great. Dude, Christopher Montesanti could have been fucking working with me instead of Bobby Baklava.
Oh, he would have been waiting tables.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is what he's kind of doing now. Doesn't he, like, go in a restaurant or
probably
something?
Well, he's...
Michael Imperioli?
Yeah.
He's at least a connoisseur.
He's in The White Lotus season 2.
Yeah.
He's still making moves.
Yeah, I think he's still... I think he's more behind. But I think if he has a restaurant, it's, like, just one of those things where...
He has a bar in Manhattan somewhere.
Yeah, I bet it's, like, one of those things where, like, he just comes in, like, maybe, like, once a week and, like... Goes to the table, is like, hey, how you doing? How you doing? You enjoying everything here?
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
You enjoying it? You have a good menu? Oh, I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
All right, take care. Yeah. Just like that. Oh my gosh, is that here? Is that Michael Imperioli? Hey, you're here. Fucking guy.
Yeah, do a little press release.
Yeah, and they're like, oh my God, look at that. Oh, he cares. He's one of those hands on bosses.
And someone's like, hey, Spider. And he's like, all right, dude.
He's like, the fuck did you say? Fucking smashes their face with a bat, dude. I don't know, dude. What kind of gun would you have if you were a gangster?
I'd have the a Desert Eagle, dude. It's
yeah.
real intimidating. Just put that on the table during every negotiation.
Yeah.
Be like, look at that. You think my penis is that big? It could be. And just stare at everyone.
What about you?
That's how I start every negotiation, nice. Too.
I like the idea of having multiple guns. Ooh. And like a couple of weapons on me. I'd like to have a knife in my sock, you know?
Sock.
Yeah, I'm going to wear socks.
I've never heard of the knife in the sock.
What about the ones with like a little switchblade at the edge of your
Ooh,
shoe?
Ooh, I like
yeah.
that.
Like your heel and like a little fucking blade comes
Ooh,
out.
Ooh, Garrett, the thing that like Assassin's Creed. Not the retractable blade. Like, I always love yeah.
the hidden blade.
Yeah, the hidden blade.
You gotta
Garrett's
cut out,
the
You gotta
yeah.
cut out your fucking ring finger though.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh, sacrifice.
Well, like
I'd
the guy in Smokin' Aces had that, and he stuck Ray Liotta right through the knuckle with it. I love that movie, dude. It's a crazy
Damn.
Movie.
Yeah, so a couple of weapons, maybe like a mini knife. I'd like a mini knife in my purse. Mm. I think that's very dainty. And then I would have like a slightly bigger gun.
Nice. Let's see. I'd probably just
Something
like I'd probably go Ninja Turtles route. Katanas, Sai.
Gun.
Ninja Star, dude. I don't need that shit.
We have those at the Axe place. You can throw them.
Ninja Stars?
Yeah.
Wah!
Yeah. Dude, they
fucking
would
sticks
fuck.
In your fucking forehead.
Yo, you don't have to. Dude, they stick
what
in.
What the fuck? There's just a fucking ninja?
Oh!
What's wrong with this guy?
This? Oh!
Hey,
oh,
what's wrong
stars
with
stars over here.
Oh, do I look like a piece of Parmesan that needs to be cut up here? That's tight, dude.
Dude, Mafia versus, like, Yakuza?
Dude, that would be fucking tight.
Where is that?
Soul Fat!
We haven't made that yet.
Damn.
Yeah,
I would love the food of the Mafia. I love that all Mafia is based in, like, an Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, a really nice Italian restaurant. Like, those fancy kinds.
Yeah.
I like that. But then the Yakuza, I really love the tattoos. Like, those crazy fucking...
Bathhouses.
Yeah,
Naked
tattoos.
With your boys.
Eating some sushi off of a naked lady.
Yeah, there
you go. Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah, they all meet
that's
up...
style.
They all
in,
meet
in
up
the
at
words
that cool
of,
table.
Yeah. In the words of a Yakuza great, me likey.
Yeah, no, that's only done by, like, high, like finance guys in Yakuza now.
Yeah. That's it. Like, there's no middle class fucking sushi off
no.
a naked lady.
No, not at
well,
all.
Well, like, dude. There is... She's, like, a little gross.
Yeah. She has, like... A tramp stamp. That's a mistake.
That's
too.
A great
it's
restaurant.
Hot.
It's like a middle class.
It's like Jigglypuff. It's yeah. like right above her ass.
Damn, dude. Yeah. Yakuza versus Mafia, dude. I'm about it.
Hunsia. The fuck did he just say?
That's it.
Is that fucking what?
It's like.
Was that even a word?
Yeah.
It was more of a noise.
Hiya. What the fuck is that?
I'm thinking business here, right? In Applebee's, dude. And it's like naked women. You could eat like hot Cheetos, mozzarella sticks
Ooh.
Off of them.
Fried mozzarella.
And
yeah.
it should be like, out of like, you know how like you can choose like the lobster
triangles.
You're going to eat? It's like there's like these like women just in like a little fucking room and you're like, I want to eat food off that
one. Off that one, right.
And like if I'm really hungry, I'll choose like a fat bitch. So
yeah.
like there's more food on her, you know? I'm like, I'm feeling light and peckish. Like, but give me the one with anorexia, you know? So it's like one little Cheeto along her body, you know?
Yeah.
But like a fucking big old mama, you know? You got like a fucking pizza on there. You got some ice cream.
A turkey.
Damn, dude. Yeah, you got some fucking chicken wings on there.
And you just take the whole family.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great bachelor's
That's
trip.
Texas
I'm
Roadhouse,
sick
yeah.
of these fucking yeah. Nashville things where you pedal. Fuck that. Take me to Applebee's. Let's eat fucking chicken fingers off of this
I
naked.
I went on one of those and I didn't pedal. I sat on the back bench and
uh-huh.
I just smoked the whole time.
Come on.
It ruined.
Aw, dude, you got to get into it
no
if you're
way.
On one.
You gotta help out your teammates.
It was terrible. It
you got to help out.
It's not
crew.
Real.
Just,
it's not even a real thing.
You
it's
just.
It's a
took
trick.
His boys out to dry, dude.
Yeah,
hung
dude.
His boys out to dry.
I did. Yeah. I smoked weed in the back. I thought it was pretty cool.
They fucking didn't get their security deposit back. smells like drugs.
Yeah, since you're so
smells like a fucking
weed.
Opium den.
I'm so happy I have no friends, dude. No bachelorette
dude.
Party, no bachelor parties.
No friends is the way to fucking
it's
go.
It's so the way to go.
I feel
Joe
like
Gorman.
every like 3 months, Kelly gets like another invitation because another one of her friends is getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, damn, that's like another, you know, shit ton of money on travel and getting
yeah.
a new dress.
Almost none of my friends have gotten married or have invited me to their wedding.
I'm at such a point that I'm happy to get one, you know? Like, it's kind of nice. It happens so rarely. So, like, the people that are getting married, I'm like, awesome, great.
Any of my friends that I had the chance of being invited to, They're already married. I don't think I'm getting any more invitations at this point.
Is it wrong that I see a lot of the people I know get married and I think they could do better?
Who? Like the men or the women?
Usually either or.
Oh, damn.
I'm not gonna lie. I look and I go, that's who you chose to spend the rest of your life with. Okay.
But maybe they're a nice person.
Possibly, dude.
God, Sully.
You're going to put up with that?
I feel like your wall is just riddled with punches of rage.
I haven't punched a wall since... Put a hole in a wall, let's say. Since
you tried to fuck it?
2021.
Five.
I think 20. During the pandemic.
Were you so mad that you didn't qualify for the vaccine?
No, it was honestly, it was a rage during Resident Evil 2.
You were playing Resident Evil 2.
I could not kill this boss, and I was in a rage. And it was also the world was shut down, so it was a lot going on. You know,
so you couldn't even ask like your
it was
older,
bad.
You couldn't even ask like an older friend to beat the level for you.
Yeah, no, dude. Yeah.
Will you come over? Will you do this for me?
I was so furious.
Oh yeah, dude.
My roommate texted me about it. I was like, "You okay? I hear you like smashing things in your room?" And I was like, "Ah, it's just the game, dude." But there was
the game has frustrated me.
Dude, yeah. Red Dead Redemption 2 did that to me at one point.
What? How? It's the easiest fucking game in the world.
It was just, I forgot what was going on, but it really pissed me off.
I liked Red Dead Redemption 2 because it wasn't very hard, but it was just enough that I felt like I was like a good player, even though it's like a very simple game. Like, old people play that game.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I couldn't beat the first level of Mario Galaxy.
What?
I'm dumb.
Yeah,
I'm bad at games.
That shit could be tricky, dude.
You think so? Okay, wait.
Sometimes
I
think about...
Wait, no one's ever validated me in this.
Yeah, I don't
Mario?
Know.
Mario?
Like, the 3D
retarded
Mario...
kids play that.
The 3D adds a whole new element to Mario that we were previously unprepared for. I feel that way about Mario RPG, too.
It was like on the Wii, dude. I just can't get a hold of controllers and shit.
Yeah, well, the Wii was always fucking difficult too.
Yeah, the Wii
try the remastered on Switch. It might be a little easier.
I played Mario Kart on the Switch. It was not bad. You get used to it.
I like Mario Kart.
Double Dash, they peaked at Double Dash though, and they won't ever admit it, but they did. Double Dash, dude. You could switch people while mid car.
Oh yeah.
It was the best. And they had different items based on who you, anyway.
Well, there's a new Mario Kart coming out in the next year
stoked.
Or so.
So stoked.
It's going to be fucking good, dude. Well,
I love Mario Kart.
Got to buy the new Switch if
I'll
you
just play
it
with you.
You Let's won't. You'll just watch me play.
I'll watch you.
You can watch me play.
The computers are good in the new Mario, dude.
Yeah.
They're like better, they're smarter. Yeah, AI is getting crazy.
A little too good.
A little too good.
They have machines and shit to train it now.
Bro,
make it better.
AI must know everything about the company I work at, dude.
Dude, AI knows everything about everything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm worried sometimes about... Like, now I'll go to ChatGPT and, like, be like, will you write a bio for comedian Joe Gorman, who's performed here, here, and here, and, like, it will write, like, a decent bio.
So, yeah, you just edit it a little bit.
Yeah, you tweak it here and there. Like, that's the thing is...
I wish I went to school during this era. That's all I can say.
No, because now they have like fucking programs where they can like run it through ChatGPT. You got to be like the first to think about ChatGPT and optimize it before you figure like before everyone else gets.
No,
wise
no.
To
I
it.
Mean just being in school and being like write an essay. I'll be like I'll write that shit through ChatGPT.
I get it, dude. But then you meet the new generation and they're so fried. And it's like, I'm actually really happy that I learned what I could when I had the chance.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like if I had access to the internet 24/7 as a teenager, I wouldn't have been able to focus. I wouldn't. Access to like bodega marijuana and fucking internet at any point, I would have been fucked.
Fucked you know? Up. I started smoking weed at 19. So 17. Lucky. So lucky. Yeah.
I started at like...
you should at 25, allegedly.
Yeah,
too.
The first time I smoked weed, I was like 19, and I was like, whoa, this is weird, but I didn't really start smoking consistently until like 25.
Same. Oh,
that's good.
Same,
like,
actually.
Yeah, it's like... And I don't know. It just... I think it's like the first time you get like really, really high, it's just like, oh, this is chill. I could do this forever.
Yeah.
And then you do.
Yeah, I mean, like, I would smoke when I could and, like, hit the carts like crazy in college, which still fry you out.
Yeah.
But, dude, I have friends who are, when they're younger, they can't speak. They can't form sentences because they're so fried out of their minds.
Yeah. My dad told me when I was younger, he's like, don't smoke weed as long as you can. The people who smoke weed when they're younger are fucked up. He always pointed that out, and he's right. Anyone who smoked weed at like 12, they're fucked up now.
Yeah.
Like they are.
Yeah, it probably gives you like schizophrenia or something.
Well, not even like, I don't, it goes very ways. It can be schizophrenic, but it just means like the way they interact with people in life too, the way they do things. Mm-hmm. Like I wish I waited later too, but it is what it is. I smoked at 17 and it was kind
of. But like you're almost done with high school at that point.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. It was my late, I didn't get into smoking weed until the summer of after I graduated. Like that was when things really kicked it into high gear.
Yeah.
You started living.
Yeah.
Started living the high life.
Did you
I was 25. I was like unemployed and I was like, damn, I got nothing to do. Might as well just turn myself into a drug addict.
Mm.
And it was pretty, I think it helped with like the anxiety of not having a job. And then I got like a job like 6 months later, maybe.
That's sexy. Mm-hmm. Did you guys watch the Oscars?
Fuck no. I know Kieran Culkin won.
Yep.
Shut up, a little bit. I watched Kieran Culkin one. I watched the James Bond tribute where they were dancing.
Oh shit! Okay. Did they give props to the greatest video game of all time, GoldenEye?
No, they didn't. It was I think it was Doja Cat and then Ray and Lisa from the Korean pop group.
Interesting.
No, we're Vietnamese.
And Arisa.
Lisa.
Oh, Ray and Teresa.
Yeah, yeah.
You only live once. But if it's not good enough for you, go finger. Rivet Rat
Die. He has man with golden touch. You must not touch.
Rivet Rat Die. Yeah. Or kill yourself because you're Japanese or whatever. Dude, the Anora one. Did you guys see Anora?
No, dude. I don't watch fucking movies. I watch cartoons.
Anora, and I loved it.
I can't stress
it,
this enough.
Dude, I loved it. And it was about
it scary?
No, it was about a sex worker, dude.
I like sex workers.
Yeah. And
I prefer the term whore.
Yeah, me too.
Whore.
Mikey Madsen is the girl. She has a man name, but she was really hot in it, and she's naked the whole time.
I love a beautiful woman with an ugly name.
Yeah, Mikey Madsen.
Yeah.
But she, honestly, dude, I loved that movie. It's like one of my favorite movies.
Really?
And yeah, it really was. It was amazing.
Why?
Yeah.
It just, dude, it was one of those where like, it's the movie where the first hour is completely different than the second half of the movie. Like you could turn it off in an hour and be like, that was a sweet, like little love fling story.
Nice.
And then dude, right at that hour mark, it goes different movie.
It gets
and it's
dark.
Well, it's not even dark. It's just, dude, it's one of those movies where it's full anxiety the whole, especially from that point, the whole time. And it's just, I loved it though. I just thought it was awesome. I don't know why. It just hit me from every angle.
I don't know. I liked Emilia Perez.
You saw? Oh yeah, yeah.
No, I didn't see it. It's a piece of shit.
I heard it was. I saw the musical scene from Penis to Vagina.
Oh, come on.
Oh god.
I do like the actor in Emilia Perez. Like said a bunch of like off color.
Oh, things about Twitter.
Tweeted the N-word, right?
Hell yeah.
Who hasn't? You know, the first thing I did was like I went through my Twitter history just to make sure I never tweeted the N-word.
Yeah.
I had to do that. Sometimes I do cleanup. So how I do it, instead of paying for those services where it's like, well, scrub all of your Twitter, I'll write in like a slur or an expletive or something like off color, and then I'll do my @, and then I'll see like if I post any tweets. So
you are searching it. It's in the history.
Yeah. I'm searching it just to make sure I don't say those words.
Right.
Just like, oh, I was drunk and I said something. got drunk and dropped the N-bomb.
It happens. That would be funny if you got like busted for your search history just for writing it.
Oh my god. My Twitter search history. Come on, dude. Like, Elon, come on, man. Well, let's purge that shit, huh? Like Tom from MySpace. That was the coolest thing. He sold his company for like $8 billion and then he just purged all of the MySpace archives. So
oh, nice.
You won't see any of your embarrassing shit from your teenage
years.
That's
so nice.
Yeah,
that's so benevolent.
He's going to make a round at some point one day and just like spit game. Watch. He's going to do like what 50 Cent is doing now.
Yeah.
50 Cent goes on every podcast and is like, yeah, the thing was me and Fat Joe had problems, but now we're cool. And it's just that's all he does. So.
There's always something going on in 50 Cent's life.
Yeah.
He's always posting some sort of articles. He's always exonerating himself in
some
sort of public beef.
He is, and he's also going after his enemies all the time. Like
all the time.
Diddy and all that. I love 50 Cent for that. I subscribe to that way of thinking, too. If you can take a shot at your enemies while they're down, do it.
No,
but remember, Sully, remember, you come at the king, you best not miss.
Yeah, but like, who's the king?
Are you, wait, are you 50 Cent in your scenario?
No, yes, I'm 50 Cent.
You're the
50
Cent,
dude.
Of I'm 50 New York Cent, open mic comedy.
Don't come at me, bro. I'll hunt you down.
Sully was shot 8 times outside of an open mic.
You know, yeah. Sully, I've been telling people that. Like,
I didn't say it like that. I mean, like, I love to bask in my enemies. L's, dude. I watch it from a distance.
Everyone does, but, you know, the best revenge is a life well lived.
Yeah.
If you really want to get even with them.
You can do that and still disrespect them.
How?
Publicly.
I like when he had beef with his son publicly.
Yes.
Yeah, that was fun.
He's like, I never wanted you. I wish your mama never pooped you out.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
He does have a lot of beefs with his friends,
out
too.
Of all of the celebrities that left their kids of, like, estranged mothers, mm-hmm. voicemails, 50 Cent was the best one.
Are you sure? What about Alec Baldwin calling his daughter a pig. Fat little pig?
Yeah.
You're a fat little pig.
That one or the Mel Gibson one. Those might be top three.
Yeah, those are top
the
three.
The Mel Gibson one, he's like, are you there? There's, like, a pause because she's just recording him, and he goes, are you there? After just saying some crazy shit.
Well, that'd be that's fun. And the other side of the spectrum, you got like just some normal, like, hey, just checking in on your sport.
Yeah.
Just seeing how you're doing. Anyway, I watched the craziest show on Discovery. Big People or Little People, Big Planet. You ever seen it? It's about little midgets. I don't know if you can say that anymore. Anyway, give me a call back. You know, it's like that's what you expect from a
you
dad.
Know what, I have you guys know Ish Gupta?
Of course. He has the hugest crush on Ish boyfriend. Gupta.
Oh,
so
yeah?
He's always bringing up Ish.
When Ish and I were living together.
He's like, Ish, I got an Ish in my asshole that I need you to scratch with your penis.
When Ish and I were living together, he got locked.
Sexually.
He got locked out of the apartment.
Of course.
He got
locked out of the apartment. Then he got stuck in a dryer. Could you
believe
that?
Oh, yeah? How'd you get him into the apartment, Alex?
He's like, Sully, I'm stuck. I tried to crawl in through the window.
He's Indian. This is disgusting.
Sully was like, let me fucking slicken up your asshole.
Oh, dude, I got caught in my turban.
We never have sex with a smelly Indian man.
Yeah, right, dude.
All right, so hold on. So he got locked out?
Ish was playing a recorder, and Sully's penis started growing like a fucking...
Ooh, like a cobra? Took a few pages out of the Karma Sutra that night, dude. Let me tell you. The gay ones. Hold
what
on.
What did Ish say?
He sent me a voicemail because he thought he was locked out, but he wasn't. But this
open the door, motherfucker. You let me in right now, sir. I do not like to be out in the cold. No, sir. I do not wish to be the consistency of a Slurpee. I would like very much for you to open the door. Thank you. You let me in or I fuck you. I fuck you and I fuck your mother and I fuck your father. Well, you motherfucker, let me in. Yeah, let me in, motherfucker.
So... I'm sure he did that, but he also said this.
Yo, you're a fucking retard. I told you not to block the top lock of the door, and you fucking did it. Are you fucking retarded? Are you kidding me, Ryan?
He clicked out because I think he opened the door. He figured it out. He did get in by himself.
You know,
I was busy getting chlamydia at the time.
From who?
Some strange dude. It was not
really?
Good.
Really? Do you know
bad.
Her name?
I really don't
did
remember.
Did she do comedy?
No, this was a long time ago.
You know, ooh. I don't know Ish, so I was like fully expecting that voicemail to be, you know, an Indian accent. No, I was waiting for it.
Ish is one of the most non-Indian Indians I've ever met in my life.
I am not like the other Indians, baby girl. Like, if you show me your boob and vagina, oh. I will respect it. I won't be like, oh, baby, let me see the boob and vagina. But if you show me the boob and vagina, I'm like, okay, it's daddy.
I like it
a boob. Damn, dude. It's a beautiful culture. It's a beautiful culture.
I made a Baby Gerald reference at the roast I did for him.
No.
Him and Priya Blunts acted like they didn't know what I was talking about. And so did a lot of people in the room. They're like, we don't get that reference. I'm like, you all don't know Indian people. It's on video. You can go watch me lose that battle.
What else did you say? Did you mention how they fucking constantly shit on the street?
I didn't mention that, but I could have.
They would have gotten that reference. Yeah. They just did outside.
I had
outside.
The best joke of that roast.
All right, what was it?
It was because Ish's apartment burned down.
My apartment burned down in a crazy curry-making accident.
Yeah, something like that. But I said, Ish's apartment burned down. And it wasn't by accident. That's just how you get the Indian smell out of an apartment. And
that's pretty good.
It crushed.
That's good stuff.
I probably worded it even better then, too.
Did you win?
No, because Priya this Blunts, even after the fact, said, I voted for Ish because he's Indian and he runs the show. And I was like, I hate you. I hate you women. Like, I hate him. Priya Blunts is kind of funny, though. It's pretty funny. Sorry, pretty funny. I didn't mean kind of.
Whoa.
Ooh. You said pretty, comma, funny. See, Stella's got a little
there
crush.
Go. There you go.
A little crush.
No.
She's got a little crush on Priya Blunt.
She's funny, though.
There you go. Yeah.
That's another one.
Is she one of the broads?
Add it to the list.
The harem. Sally's harem, dude.
Add it to the list.
What? Quite the little lineup. Hey, ladies.
That
I
would
got
be a good lineup, the one I listed, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do that lineup.
Yeah.
That
would be a good lineup. Yeah. Show. Where's the show? Oh, Sally's bedroom.
Oh, man, falling for that again. Yeah.
So we're going to do like a little pre-show ritual. You're going to rub my body in baby oil.
And we're going to go to Texas Roadhouse.
Shout out to all the non-predators going to Texas Roadhouse. No ulterior means there, baby.
I've been saving one of my I never post it because I always delete it before I do, but I want to.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of my infamous, like, just create mode texts that I send out that everyone, I'm pretty sure, sends to everyone else, is why I probably don't get booked. But one of them that I've been saving, I just haven't written, is like, shout out to all the producers who keep booking unfunny women. I'm sure after their 100th booking, they'll send you a picture of their pussy. But no one will, people will get mad.
Who gives a fuck? What's going to happen? Are they going to continuously not book you?
Yeah. It already happened.
Who gives a fuck then?
So,
it's
so
say it, dude.
I'll do it.
Say it, dude. Like, what's the problem? We're making our own. At this point, I'm going to say it. Super Sally Joe's is undeniable at this point. Like, we can pretty much write our own checks, dude.
In a different era.
Yeah,
Epstein's Island would have went differently if
we would have had our podcast studio at Epstein Island, St. James.
Been sick.
That would have been tight, dude. Oh my god, I got like this recorder on like some little kid's asshole.
Just shooting the episode like outside by the beach.
Yeah.
There's babes in the background.
That'd be tight.
Literally.
You know that definitely won't help us get monetized, that kind of talk. If you have listened that long, please subscribe because we have a pretty good retention rate. Like, for our subscribers, it pretty much matches how many people are subscribed.
We shouldn't be worried about retention, dude.
I'm just saying. If you're listening, subscribe.
Sully's like the business mind.
I'm trying.
Seeing.
He's trying.
I try. I have ideas.
Dude. This man's going to get you ads.
Yeah,
you
I
understand?
Got plans, dude. I show up like, yeah, I show up. I'm like, I put a plot. I'm like, you're like, what's his name from the Social Network? You're Andrew. I'm Andrew Garfield, and you're Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah.
Where I show up, I'm like, I've been running around all day, and you're like, yeah, I've just been coding. It's just I'm sitting here in the lab, and I'm like flustered. I have an Asian woman yelling at me, burning my stuff.
Damn, dude.
That's my life.
That was crazy.
That's actually my life, yeah.
In that movie, why didn't Andrew Garfield just fucking shoot him full of web?
It's true.
That's what
I thought it was a multiverse.
Break his fucking neck on the way down, dude.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. I think Mark Zuckerberg and just like the current state of America shows how dangerous autism can be.
Dude, Mark Zuckerberg cannot not be a dork. Like, Elon Musk makes him look more like... Elon Musk is cool in comparison to Mark Zuckerberg
somehow. Elon Musk will be cool if he gives us the $5,000. Until then, watch out, dude. We might have one of our loyal fans kill you, all right? So give us that money, and no one has to get murdered. Maybe your little fucking child apostrophe or whatever the fuck his name is, you know? Watch out, dude.
Zing, zang,
zoom. Our fan base, dude, we can't control them.
Yeah.
So if our fan base decides to kill Elon Musk or anyone who doesn't give us money, that's on them. We can't.
And we don't condone it, but if it happens, we, you know, something.
If it happens, it happens.
Whatever
you're
happens, happens. Look, we're a free thinker podcast. We always encourage people to blaze their own trail, do their own thing. And
don't
watch
the news.
Yeah, and if that happens to include killing somebody that we have problems with, hey, que sera, sera.
Yeah. That's what I always say. Dude.
Yeah.
If my enemies happen to be having a bad day and I happen to be having a good one, that's fine. Dude.
Well, the reason I decided to come on the show is because I agree so strongheartedly with the message.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm happy to hear you guys saying
Absolutely. That's what we're all about.
That's what you're all about.
We're all about
anti-woman, pro-Palestine, anti-government. There's so many things people.
We're rascals, man. We really have a a wide variety of options.
Pro Palestine, pro Israel, pro Russia, pro Ukraine.
What is it? Pro being pro Ukraine and pro Israel, like Bobby Sheehan.
Ooh. No.
But now we can't be pro Ukraine.
Why?
Because the government told us we can't.
That is true. And he's a big America boy.
He is America first.
I'm a big American. I love the United States.
I fucking hate America.
I think we rule.
I think America fucking sucks.
I love the rose-covered glasses we have.
And the only way America is going to stop being gay is if you vote for Joe Gorman for fucking president. President and dictator for life. That's an important caveat that a lot of people don't think of. Because, like, yeah, anyone could be president, but to be a dictator for life, that's fucking chill. What am I going to say? One, fucking 5G internet is a human right. Everyone has access to free 5G internet now. What else? Fucking food should be available. Like, shitty food. Like, not, like, great food. But
McDonald's,
like,
it should be, like, if you come in after midnight, it's free.
If you're going to throw it out, give it out.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I hate that lie that any fucking loser manager in a restaurant or a coffee shop will tell you, which is like, it's actually illegal to give it to the homeless people because if they get sick, they can sue you.
You have to give it to the homeless people. You can't give it to the general public because if you do that, people are going to be killing each other on the streets for chicken nuggets.
And like, what homeless person has a lawyer on retention to sue? And because it's like, he's a fucking homeless guy. He probably ate some trash, not something we gave him.
Right.
You know, nobody's going to fucking believe that. Yeah, it's just an excuse to be like a little shittier.
Oh, it's for people who want to fucking volunteer at soup kitchens and think they're holier than thou. Give them the fucking McDonald's. That food's already cooked. You want to go to a soup kitchen and then tell me you're better than me, dude?
Have you guys ever worked at a soup kitchen, by the way?
Once.
No.
Because I have. I've done a lot of community service at one.
Get a little pussy?
No. But.
Get a lot of pussy.
And you're like, what are you doing after this? I couldn't help but notice how cute your big toe is poking out of that boot.
Yeah, notice you probably don't have a place to stay. You mind coming home with me? No, I...
your cardboard box or mine, sweetheart. Let's do this.
Yeah. Dude, the food that they have there, it's like not... It's not like trash. They also have to take like good food to make sure it's like palatable for the homeless. It's pretty good. Like, we would eat a meal because I'd work like a 6-hour shift to get my community service over, and they would feed us. And I wouldn't be like, I'm not eating this. It was fucking good food. Like, you go to a soup kitchen, it's not that bad. At least the one in Middletown, Connecticut.
What are you getting? What'd you get?
They had like donuts, cereal.
Donuts?
Yeah.
Fucking
cereal.
Pancakes. Like, it depends.
Pancakes.
Sausage.
I wish I was homeless.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, dude.
I have to eat whatever Kelly makes me. I want to eat donuts and pancakes. I wish I didn't have this fantastic
house. They didn't
check
if you were homeless either. Like, people came in where you were like, all right, you're reaching out of homeless. You're almost there. Mm. It's like a woman with her kid, and you could tell they're like struggling.
Do you think I would pass as homeless?
Oh, absolutely. If you walked in, they wouldn't even blink.
Right this way, you poor
If
man.
I walked in,
let's get you. Let's get you a warm coat and a hot meal.
Yeah. Like, okay. If I walked in and I didn't shower in like stoner gear, like sweatpants and like a hoodie, they would accept me as well.
They would. No, they'd be like, just apologize to your dad, white boy. That's all it comes down to, dude. When I see like a young white homeless guy, it's like that guy is just too much pride to apologize to his parents.
Yeah. Right. There was like an article about like rich kids who used to run away from home and just live out on the streets, like being like bohemian, pretending to be homeless for a while. But like they're calling their parents once a week on a payphone.
Yeah. That was like Jack Kerouac on the road.
Yeah.
Like everyone was like, oh, man, he was just like a fucking nomad. He was just like. But that was like his like summer vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like he had like a regular job. He had a house. But then over the summer, he would like hitchhike and go around across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he would write about. But in everyone's mind, it was like, that's what he did 24/7. It's like, no, dude.
Yeah.
All white people have a surplus of money, dude.
Yeah, like Henry David Thoreau getting thrown in jail for not paying taxes. He was there for like a week or two.
At most.
At most. Maybe even a day. No, because Emerson was in jail, right? Which one went to jail?
Ralph.
Thoreau went to jail. Emerson bailed him out.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thoreau, because they both like were basically like went out into the woods and was like, oh, you actually don't need shit.
Dude, Thoreau fucking rocks. I'm making a big statement. I love Thoreau.
He wrote Walden, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Emerson lived on Staten Island, so ooh, big ups.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm all about the transcendentalist movement. That's what I'm all about. I like those were like some of the only things I read in high school. After that, everything passed me by.
I think, like, I don't know. I feel like high school is just, like, an absolutely shitty time for a person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because your body is going through all of these fucking changes. You're experiencing an influx of hormones that you never felt before. And on top of it, they're like, and now you got to make a decision to go to a college, which will affect the rest of your fucking life.
Yeah.
Like, damn, dude. Give people, like, those 4 years just to kind of, like, understand their... It, like, the only things that they should really be teaching you during, like, those 4 years is, like... understanding your body, empathizing with other people, learning to work as a team, and like basic research. And then after that, when you're like 18, it's like, what would you like to do for a living? You've done like a little bit of everything. And that's what high school is supposed to be, but it's not. It's just pressure.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like, you know, you shouldn't have to have like 7 periods. You should have like one teacher, and that teacher just kind of like gives, is more of like a life coach, where it's like, here's like some shit I had to encounter in my day to day. But they don't do that. They make it seem like everything you do is important, and if you don't get into a good college, you're fucked for life.
Yeah.
I wish I never went to college.
Me too, to a degree. Sometimes.
I mean, I like getting laid. I like that pussy. I like that college pussy. You know what I'm saying, huh? You get a girl fucking drunk that she doesn't know what... This is before rape was a thing, folks. This was in like...
This is before Title IX.
Dude, they sit you down in college now, or like, if you drink, you can't have sex with anyone.
Yeah, and it's like, that was like the whole thing was like, it's like, make sure...
It happened to be... Yeah.
I had a lawyer, and they said like... Oh, you got a rape accusation? Make sure you start drinking now so you can claim that you were both drunk. It's crazy. That's actually what you're supposed to do if you get into a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to drink alcohol so that way if you were at risk, like, it's easier to get a DUI.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
I know I saw some lawyer show about it.
Lawyer show?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I think it was Boston Legal, maybe.
All right, that sounds legit.
Boston Legal.
That sounds like a little show called Boston Legal.
What was that one with Dylan McDermott? I think that was the one.
All right.
Boston Common, maybe?
Boston,
I don't know.
Legal. It was Boston Legal. My dad used to watch that show.
Yeah, dude. I think like it was like that fat bitch in Boston Legal.
I used to watch that in Las Vegas. Remember Las Vegas?
Oh, I love Las Vegas. Yeah, that was like the crime scene in Las Vegas.
Yeah, with Josh Double.
That was a bank. Damn, whatever happened to all those folks?
I know.
It's funny, like...
James Caan was the leader, the head of this casino, right?
At some point, like, CBS was just like, we're an old person station.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Everyone is old.
Yeah.
The hot people on CBS are not actually hot. You just kind of have to believe.
Yeah, they're like, they're very presentable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, that's CBS hot.
Is NCIS CBS? What is NCIS?
I think NCIS. I think that's CBS.
Yeah,
that's they've been churning those.
I think it's like
never nonstop.
Yeah, I think like if it's like the science detective shit, it's CBS. But if it's like rape detective shit, it's NBC
or USA.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like Special Victims Unit.
No, it is NBC. Yeah, I used to watch SVU with my mom.
Yeah, you get turned on.
No, but
I'd never get caught. I'll say that right now.
My mom would just turn to me during the show and be like,
"Don't do that."
Yeah, don't do that.
See, so that's what they should do in school. They should just show these kids SVU and be like, "Don't do that."
Yeah, I would get away with it. It's all like the guys that are guilty. They always like break, like, "Get off of me! Oh, I didn't mean to. Of course, I fucking raped her." And it's like, "Damn, dude, just fucking chill out."
You would be surprised how many people don't go walking into police stations saying, "I need a lawyer." Like, they just talk.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Don't do that. Yeah, don't ever do that.
The first thing I'm going to say is, like, I want to speak with my lawyer. Like, I don't, like, well, if you didn't do anything wrong, then you shouldn't need a lawyer. It's like, yeah, but I do not trust the police. Yeah.
Well, even when they show, like, actual, like, cameras of, like, I don't know, like a show like Cops or whatever, well, they'll show them confessing. Yeah. They just straight up confess. Yeah.
Well, like, they usually, like, keep them in there for, like, hours on end, and, like, there's, like, psychological damage.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd have a good-ass lawyer, dude. The one that comes in like, not another word. That's my favorite thing. Yeah. Like, they walk into the interrogation
room. What did he admit to? Did he admit to? I didn't hear any real admission. He said he did it, but what did he do? Did he breathe? Of course he did. He could be admitting to anything.
I get the lawyer that defended Johnny Depp. She was beautiful.
Yeah, she was pretty hot.
What a beautiful woman, dude.
Yeah.
That's what you need. A woman that will defend you in the court of law.
Yeah.
But also drain your penis of sperm.
You think he was fucking his lawyer? 100% fucking his lawyer.
Especially if it was like John. Even though he looks awful now.
Yeah.
Fucking 1990 Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Now he's just a pile of scarves.
Donnie Brasco Johnny
Depp. It's fucking awful. Isn't that crazy? Like, he was aging really, really well for the longest time.
Drinking.
And then, like, it's, like, right after, like, the whole, like, fucking his marriage fell apart.
Can't drink like that.
Yeah.
Bro. Drinking fucks you up. Can't drink heavily all the time.
Yeah, dude, that video of him walking around slamming cabinets and shit where he's, like, drunk and angry. It's like, yeah, I could see that guy doing that.
Yeah. But I could also see, like, what was it? Amber Heard.
Yeah,
I could see her shit.
She has, like, crazy eyes, yeah.
Hey, she can shit on my bed any day of the week. Oh, did I mention my bed is my face?
I think we're at an hour, too. I know.
Oh, really? We're just getting started, dude.
I know.
Yeah.
Just getting in the room.
We can still go if you guys want. But
cooking with gas.
Sally just couldn't wait to pull the plug.
No, I'm just letting you know.
Just letting you know. I'm done.
Just letting you know it's quitting time. It is past quitting time.
Well, it's about half past a freckle, so we should get going.
I'm going to mosey on out and...
I'm going to leave you two alone. Close the door on your way out.
Yeah, I'm out of here. No.
Yeah, it's time to hit the hay.
Yeah. Mm. Ooh, that would be nice. Take a little nap.
On some hay? That would be awesome.
Have you ever slept on hay?
No, dude.
It's fucking tight.
So is it? Never
slept in a barn? Bugs in there and
no.
stuff.
Ooh.
Huh? It's got to be like bugs.
Nah, dude. A fresh bale of hay?
Or a cow comes in and sits on you and you suffocate.
I mean, if a manger was good enough for baby Jesus, it's good enough for old Joey G to catch 40 winks.
I'd like a little Charlotte's Web type of life.
Ooh, that'd be nice. Some bitch.
I like that. A little bit of mystical spiderism,
yeah,
dude.
I like that.
She just writes an N.
Charlotte, no.
Charlotte, what are you doing? What's the N stand for?
Charlotte's just been spending too much time on Reddit.
Just goes from the corner.
He goes, yeah. Fucking evil, dude.
Charlotte's just writing like 420 and 69. Yeah. Is like, is Charlotte
6
fucking...
million question mark?
We've asked that question many a time.
The evil Charlotte, radicalized Charlotte. Dude,
I
that
like
would
that.
Rule.
Yeah. Some bitch.
Question mark. 13% of the crime, huh? 13% question mark. Makes up what's it? Makes up what?
51.
Just just 13%
/ 50% question mark.
Yeah, like, Charlotte just puts a swastika up there.
Yeah. Kanye West rules, dude.
That shit's crazy.
You saw the video
nice
of him?
That's a nice little Kanye West Halloween decoration, dude. Swastika.
So funny.
Like spider webs thrown around the house. That's classy.
That's tight.
He's a wild
I think all will be forgiven in time.
I think we're like a couple months away from the mustache.
Coming back?
Oh, yeah, my God.
Him.
I would love that.
He's going to try, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he grows facial hair quickly, though. He doesn't look like the type
no,
of guy.
Definitely not.
Looks like he gets patchy.
Poor Kanye. He's going through another divorce.
Yeah, with Sensori, the naked one.
Yeah,
the
naked one, dude. Who looks kind of like Kim K, a little more complacent. I like that.
She used to be an architect.
Oh, really? And then she's like, I guess I'm just going to be like this guy's sore.
Dude, let me tell you something. Her designs suck.
I'd believe it, dude.
I could see that.
They're
she's
really
a nutty
awful.
Broad, you
yeah.
can tell.
Yeah, you can tell that she's like a little off. But
she's
then
like,
it's
the
like,
toilet is on the ceiling.
But like, I also feel like a lot of these women are also using Kanye West for clout. And then, like, once it's exercised, she's like, oh, I'm leaving this guy. He's like, but it's like you're exploiting clearly a mentally ill man.
Yeah.
Or the most aware man on the face of the earth. I don't know. Your court's still out on that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like it's like there's definitely like a level of Kanye West, like, ever since his mom died, hasn't been the same.
Since he sacrificed his mom
since
to Moloch.
Since he sacrificed his mom
to Moloch.
To Moloch. To fucking go platinum or whatever.
Yeah.
To be the biggest star.
Oh my God! Yeah, in Mammon, he sacrificed his
he's
the devil Mammon.
He has like a crazy porn addiction, Kanye
Who
West, and he watches it just out in public. Like people have walked into the studio, and so when he worked with Daft Punk, they came in, and one of the guys got so like weird, like he was so weirded out by just the constant porn that he like hallucinated it.
You know, it's like it's crazy if like even like a, if you're too horny for a French man.
Yeah.
Yikes, dude.
You out horny to European.
That is crazy. Yeah, they're oddly. Yeah, they're
France.
No, all of the Europeans.
You think Kanye could out horny an Indian?
I don't know. Yeah. Name what's a good Indian musician that could go
Drake, dude.
Yeah, Drake.
He's an Indian musician, by now. The only
he's very horny.
Yeah, dude. Brown guys love Drake.
Who doesn't? Millie Bobby Brown.
He was right.
He was fucking right about her. He fucking hit the nail on the head.
She's of age to talk about now.
She's 21, dude. She just had her 21st birthday. So
yeah. She's got Botox now. She's confident.
Is that it's like crazy to be like 21 and be like, I need fillers.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
That's insane.
But I mean, that's like what happens. Like, you're a child star. She's going to. Now she's doing. So now I've noticed like there's this thing. Originally, it was like there was like this body positive movement. Where it's like you get like some fucking chick like Lizzo, who's giant. They're like, oh, well, that's actually okay. Then Ozempic came around and anyone that could get Ozempic was taking it. Everyone's losing weight. And now it's like we've moved beyond body positivity. But because now everyone's pointing out like, oh, this bitch is on Ozempic, or this bitch got surgery, or this bitch got like some kind of plastic surgery. Now it's moving on to a whole like, don't. Fucking
alter
be mean
yourself.
To women.
Yeah,
don't be mean to women. It's like, look, a woman is a woman. Women's bodies change. You have to accept that. And it's like, all right, maybe. But Ariana Grande is like overdoing it with Ozempic because.
Did you see her at the
she's
Oscars?
She's like skeletal.
She's very thin.
Did you see, well, did you hear what she said at the Oscars?
No.
What'd she say? Something crazy because she's like brain dead now.
They asked her something and she was like, I don't have memory of that because of the memory erasure center I went to. And I guess I'll have to go back there and see if they can give me back those memories. She brought it up like three times that she went to she was like, I don't remember that because of the memory erasure center out in California I went to.
Oh,
like
probably because she was like a Nickelodeon kid and Dan Snyder repeatedly raped her.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Like when you're
all
watching.
All those people think she's a clone and shit like that. Yeah.
Oh, did you watch that documentary on
Nick did.
Yeah,
I did.
Too.
I got to be honest with you. I'm a little bit like Drake Bell weirds me out.
Yeah.
And like he, like the whole documentary was like, was this made to launch Drake Bell's new album?
Him.
Did you see his new music? Because
he was
bad.
Fucking DMing a 17-year-old or like an underage kid. They were like DMing and like he got accused of child endangerment.
Yeah.
And now the narrative, because he's come out as like a victim of Dan Snyder and all that. Now they're saying like that was a setup to discredit him because he was going to be outspoken against that. So I don't know. All I know is he was the best voice of Spider-Man we've had in quite some time.
Did you see the video of his music video when he was like, it's called I Kind of Relate, and it's just it opens with like him getting molested.
Oh.
It's really, it's like he's
dark.
Sitting.
Yeah, it's like,
sitting,
all right, Mr. Bell, just bend over and we're just going to give you a run-of-the-mill prostate
exam.
It's
like a kid in a changing room and this guy in glasses comes in and then he's like, I kind of relate. And he's like singing about getting molested and falling in love.
Was
this
before
shit.
Or after
it's
the documentary?
During the controversy.
Okay, so that's why I think this was kind of made to launch the album.
Yeah.
Because he released more music after that. It all sucked.
It was terrible.
It was
so
bad. Yeah,
it didn't work.
Really bad. He should just have stuck to the. He should have never broken up the band he was with on Drake and Josh.
When you have.
But Josh lost all of that weight on Ozempic. He didn't have a choice.
No, Josh wasn't in the band. Drake is in his own band.
Here's the thing with Drake Bell. It's like if you.
I never watched that fucking show.
I know. I was just like, we went on like a. You should know this. Josh would never be in a band, right? He's a fucking loser.
You don't fucking understand, dude.
You fucking get
damn,
it.
Dude.
Josh is a loser. You're Josh. I'm Drake. Get over it.
No, dude. You're not Drake, dude. You're not. I may be Josh, but you're definitely not a fucking.
I'm not Drake.
I may be Josh, but you're definitely not.
I'm his little sister, the one who is
Miranda.
I'm Carly. iCarly.
You're Megan.
I'm Megan, the one who bangs Josh.
I guess that's like the question is like, why would you bang? Why would you molest fucking Drake Bell when you got delicious little Miranda Cosgrove?
Oh, I was
going to
say thicky Josh.
Who needs Josh, dude?
Josh Peck, who's
you
a really
know
good actor.
Being
I like
fat saved him.
Right, he probably saved a lot of the kids. Like Kel.
Yeah.
Probably saved Kel. Lori Beth Denberg, although apparently she said Dan Snyder pulled some shit with her, too.
She wishes.
Yeah, right. Nice try, bitch.
no one believes you, ugly.
I don't like that beat. Amanda Bynes, absolutely.
I mean, clearly. That girl is a fucking. She looks like Tank Girl,
dude. It's crazy. She lost her fucking mind, dude. I mean, that's like the downside of being like a child star. It's like you have like this very small moment where you're like famous, world famous in your mind because like everyone in America knew who you were in like the 90s because there were only like 40 stations at the time. Mm. But then like once that's over, and if you can't pivot to like more serious adult roles, I guess in this case, like Josh Peck, who lost a lot of weight and did like the whackness and shit.
Then didn't he do Oppenheimer now?
Huh?
Yeah, he did Oppenheimer. Yeah, good for you, Josh Peck.
He was one of the guys who's like, this is important.
Yeah.
This is crazy. We're nuking people over here.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You watch it and you go, oh, Josh Peck.
That's how I did with every fucking celebrity. And oh, look at that. Oh, fucking look at that.
Yeah.
And
it's
like, like, oh, Albert Einstein. Ooh. It's like a fucking...
Is that who I think that is, loudly in the movie theater? Is that
Matt Damon? Was he in that? I think he was.
Yeah, he's the guy who's like, this is the most important thing in the fucking world.
That's all anyone says. He was an Oppenheimer. Movie,
yeah. He's going to be in Odysseus, the Odyssey.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
He's going to be he's going to be Odysseus?
No, I think Tom Holland is Odysseus.
Why? That wouldn't make any sense. You're fucking with us.
Can I do a quick research?
Do a quick
research. He's not manly enough to be
Odysseus. Christopher Nolan's directing it. And
is he really?
Yes.
I can't wait now. That would be so fucking cool.
But like, I think it's like, I don't know if it's going to be more like that movie Troy, where it's like more of a realistic depiction.
I want Cyclops. I want Scylla.
Matt Damon is Odysseus.
That's cool. Mm. Okay, I could do
that. Who's Tom Holland?
It doesn't say yet. Hold on. I think like the Perseus son.
Tom Holland shouldn't have even been Drake in fucking Uncharted.
Oh, that was awful casting.
Terrible.
Awful casting.
Terrible, terrible.
Like, what a fucking stinker that was.
Yeah.
And then, like, even, I also felt like, what's his name? Mark Wahlberg was also miscast as Sully.
Yeah.
Because he was, like, too young to be Sully. Sully's supposed to be, like, an older guy. Even though Mark is in his, like, 50s. Like a grizzled 50.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. George Clooney as Sully would have been good. And then who would be a good...
Nathan Drake? Nathan Fillion.
Maybe 20 years
ago. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like Firefly Nathan Fillion? Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, that's just hard for me. I think Mel Gibson should kind of take every role.
Mel Gibson rules.
I would see any Mel Gibson role. Dude. I don't care what he's in.
He's doing the Passion of the Christ, too.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah.
Christ is back.
Christ is back,
that's
dude.
The one time I'll watch Christ stuff.
Mel Gibson, till if he is in a movie, it's pretty good. Like, you seen Dragged Across Concrete?
No, I haven't.
That shit was fucking sick. I loved it.
I'm gonna watch it. I love Mel Gibson.
It's a little long, and some of it's like people complained it was like because the guy writes it as a conservative or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's badass, dude. It's Mel Gibson. What the fuck do you want?
One of my favorites, to bring it back to the Oscars, one of my favorite Oscar moments was Meryl Streep giving a speech a couple years ago, and she's going like really into anti-Trump stuff and whatever. And kind of like, you know, their speeches. And it pans over to a table of like Mel Gibson, Vince Vaughn, John Voight. And they're all sitting there just, everyone is applauding. Yeah, it's Meryl Streep. And they're just sitting there like this. Like just not looking up, heads down.
That rules.
Taking a stand, bro.
They're wondering where all those kids were from Pizzagate.
Yeah, they were looking for the kids.
They're trying to find the kids.
Where
are the kids?
Vaughn's in Drive Cross Country. It's him and Mel Gibson.
That sounds awesome.
It's a sick movie.
What's it streaming on?
I think it's on HBO right now.
Well, there we go.
Tubi. Maybe Tubi, too.
Well, there's a big difference between Tubi and HBO.
You're going to send me on a wild goose chase here on HBO?
We're going to, like, just go through it. Where the hell is it?
You're going to make me waste 5 minutes of my life looking on HBO.
It's on Pluto, which is free. Oh, it's on Amazon.
Oh, Amazon. Is it free on Amazon,
it is
though?
It's free on Amazon.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
One of those, like, you gotta rent
it's fucking
it.
Fucking sick, dude.
I bet.
Oh, fuck Amazon for that $336.
I hate that shit. It's like, either make it available or not.
I'm never going to not say yes to that, even if I can't.
What is it?
$336 is the perfect price, like, where you don't feel it, and then you do.
or, like you still feel ripped off if you didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's like, that wasn't that great.
Yeah, if I have to pay $4 for a movie on Amazon, like, this shit better be fucking.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know. I feel weird. It's like, I'm just going to pirate it. Like, if it's on Amazon, like, I'll just pirate it.
That's what I do. I go on 1, 2, 3 movies. I screen share from my phone. It's the best.
That's the way to do it. That's smart.
Yeah, right. Just click through a bunch of ads. Like,
you can get, like, an ad blocker, too.
That's a good
VPN.
Idea.
Go on Firefox. You can get uBlock Origin.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just play the movies.
I remember I had a laptop once where I didn't have an ad blocker on it at all. I don't know how that happened. Dude, it was crazy. Every single thing was underlined and it was an ad. Yeah. Everything.
Shoot the octopus and win a PS5. What is this Cretan growling at?
You hear somebody downstairs.
Maybe it's Kelly.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe she's back. Maybe mom came back to see you. Well, who knows? Who knows? Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, Ada, is there anything you got coming up that you'd like to plug, promote? Where can we find you? Where can we see you?
Yeah.
People want more Ada.
Oh, that's nice. I have an Instagram at hipsterdoofus with 2 zeros. And I have a ton of shows. I have shows coming up. And ooh, they're around. So check out my Instagram. And or we kill this dog.
Yeah. I put your handle underneath at the end of this. So, yeah. How about you, Alexander?
Nothing crazy. You know, I got some don't tell dates coming up. Check my Instagram at Silly Selly. I'll be doing some of those.
He's getting big.
Don't tell. Yeah, I'm working on some sketches I got coming out. I just got to film them and edit them. So there's that. So keep an eye out for those. We'll be putting those at the beginning of the episodes if you guys like them, and let us know. And hopefully my other podcast will start soon. I'm still lazy with it.
He's quitting this one.
No.
I've lost another podcast.
No, I just have my other one.
You just can't keep them.
Hey, can you believe the law? What are the odds?
I have my other one.
Why doesn't anyone want to attach their fucking trailer to the shooting?
Are you scared, Sully?
No, my other one my channel has like 400 plus subscribers, and I haven't uploaded anything, and it keeps going up, and I'm like, well, I might as well start it up again. I've just been lazy.
Yeah, I guess I got to make my own podcast.
No.
You could, but
you do whatever you want. I know. No, I'm going to restart mine soon. I just have to, I don't know how to edit. I have to actually sit with you one night and edit this just so I know.
You could sabotage him, or you could be a good friend. Now is the time that you have to choose.
Now I have like that decision paralysis.
You have the angel and the devil on your shoulder right now.
What am I going
to
do?
Tell him to drag it to the trash.
What should I do, Finny? What should I do?
Tell him to drag the whole, like, he edits the whole video file, and you just take it and drag it to the trash.
There you go. And then delete.
And there's like a moment where Sally's coming back from the bathroom, and you're just like, should I delete it? Should I delete it? And you do. Dude, I don't know what happened. There was a power outage.
Whoa, did you back up the files? No? Damn.
No. Brutal. It's happened.
Yeah. And as always, follow me online at Joe W. Gorman. Uh-oh. I don't have a lot of upcoming dates, but I have plenty of pictures of Finnegan and Babastus. So what more could you fucking want? Maybe I'll have some shows lined up. I don't know. I usually find out I'm doing a show day of. All right. People don't book me in advance.
So follow him and watch his story every single day.
Watch my story, because every morning I put a gun into my mouth and I look at my messages. And if I'm booked, I take the gun out. So I've been very lucky so far.
Should we plug Dream Treats too?
Yeah, of course we have to.
Guys, if you're looking for weed in New York area, hit up Dream Treats NYC on Instagram. They have a great selection of flower and edibles, including chocolates, gummies, and Rice Krispie treats that work really well if you're injured. I know. Anyway, hit them up, DM them, tell them Selly sent you, and you get 25% off.
Incredible.
And yeah.
Wow, that was great.
That's the best plug ever, dude.
We did it.
Oh yeah.
Another masterpiece.
Apps. Another one for the books.
Folks, follow Ada Detsky online.
Yeah, support women.
Support women.
But not all of them.
Only
just
the ones
one.
That Selly likes.
Only the ones Selly doesn't want to kill.
Yeah.
And thank you for watching. Please continue to tell all your friends about it, because we have a very small but rabid fan base.
Yes.
And if those folks could tell 5 people and those folks tell 5 people, before you know it, we'll have 15 subscribers, man. Think about it.
And then you vote for Joe Gorman.
Yes. Vote for president. Me for mayor of New York. or my girlfriend, Corinne Fisher, whichever. Whoever's on the ballot. Look, either way, I'm calling the shots. We already know that. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.